This morning, I am going to begin on another sermon series, and it's an interesting one. It's called Dreamers of the Bible.
It's time for another Holy Ghost-inspired message from God's Word, recorded live at Living Water Church in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Now, here's Pastor Jerry.
Praise God this morning. Well, I am excited because today I'm going to start another series. And this one, and the Lord's really been working and bringing this to me. And I'm excited to bring it to you because what God's been bringing us is a lot of teaching type of messages. And I believe that the body of Christ in this present time needs to be well equipped. And as we have studied this about what are the call of those that are pastors, teachers, prophets, evangelists, and those that are called in apostle ministry, all of those, we are called to equip the saints of God. So I want you to be well equipped in the world that we live in today. How many of you want to be equipped?
Amen.
How many of you need to be equipped? Because you know, as the enemy rages, though Satan rages around us, if we are equipped, we're not touched. We're not touched because we have the armor of God on. We have the Word of God, and what we know that we know. And so, I had someone call me the other day, and they are now living in a different state, and they told me something. They said, you know what, Pastor, one of the things that I have been praying about is that you would come down here and teach all these pastors around here. And I said, why? And he said, some of the things that are being taught are nothing close to the Word of God. And I thought to myself, how sad. How sad. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And we will be equipped in the things of God. So this morning, I am going to begin on another sermon series, and it's an interesting one. It's called Dreamers of the Bible. Dreamers of the Bible, and of course, this will be part one today, because what we are going to be covering is we're going to be covering dreams and talking about dreams and visions in this. So if you've ever been interested or even thought about these things, the Scriptures are full of those that have dreamed. And so we're going to be talking about some of them, and we're going to be digging into some of these dreams that they had, and some of them were prophetic, and some of them had to do with teaching us things of God. And so we want to dig into this morning with Dreamers of the Bible, and I want to go into some of our opening text. And many of you are familiar with some of these, some of you are not, but Joel chapter 2. Is where we will start. Joel chapter 2. How many of you, when you hear that, you know exactly where I'm going to start at? Joel chapter 2. Here we go. Starting in verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens, in those days will I pour out my spirit. The days that he is talking about are the days that we live in right now. This is what he is calling an afterwards from Joel's time, God speaking to him said, afterwards, in the latter days. We are living in the latter days. Does anybody know that right now?
Amen.
Now, even closer than it was 100 years ago when this was preached, we are living in the latter days. We are seeing the things coming to pass within the world's systems, and many people in the world are fearful, as Sister said, fearful of the things that are happening around them, but we do not need to be afraid because He's got the whole world where? In His hands. God has it. That's the God that we serve, and we don't need to be ashamed of that. But look at this verse, in the latter days, what will happen is your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. So that means, again, that John Thompson is going to be dreaming dreams because he is an old man. I'm kidding you, brother. Right? Now, that was your wife that said amen there. But setting up for this, I want to also look back because I'm giving you foundations here of what God says as far as dreams go. Go back with me to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 12. Numbers, chapter 12. Some of you may remember this story. This has to do with Moses leading the people out of Egypt. And then there was some stirring. How many of you know stirring goes on? Stirring likes to go on within congregations. But if we carefully watch that, we are going to stomp out all of that in loving one another. But starting out in verse 1, and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. How many of you know it's not a good idea to speak against the anointed of God? David said, don't touch God's anointed or do his prophets any harm. And so here they are. This is his, what, sister and brother? That are now saying, we are upset because Moses marries an Ethiopian woman. For he had married an Ethiopian woman, and they were upset about this. And they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken by us also? And the Lord heard it. I want you to really understand that thing. When you go to murmuring and complaining against God's anointed, you may not think that anybody hears you except for the person that you're talking to, but God hears you. Now, the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. A different kind of man here. Notice that he is singled out above all men of the earth. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come you three out of the tabernacle of the congregation. And there they came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. How many of you like to be them right now? And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, whom is faithful in all my house. Verse 8, and with him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and in the likeliness the Lord he shall behold. Wherefore, then they were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Now, I'm not going to read the rest of that, but Miriam ends up with leprosy over this because of speaking out. So that's a whole different sermon right there in itself. Don't touch God's anointed. Don't do that. But the point that I want to make here is that God made a separation here with Moses. And he said, I can speak to Moses face to face or mouth to mouth in speaking to Moses. But he said, usually the way that I speak to prophets, look at verse 8, and not in dark speeches and in dreams. So dreams, according to what this word means here, dark speeches, it means hidden meanings or riddles. So oftentimes God speaks to his people through dreams, and oftentimes they are hidden mysteries within the dreams. And there are riddles within the dreams that unless the Lord helps us understand that we don't understand. So One of the points that I want to make here is that God says that He will speak to His people. He will give us dreams. He will give us these visions. But oftentimes they may be in other forms or hidden meanings in that. Now, why God does that, I don't know. But it may be a searching out as to, God, what are you trying to say to us? And again, we're going to examine many of these dreams in the weeks to come and how they were actually given, and they were hidden mysteries in the dreams. When you look at dreams like Nebuchadnezzar's dream, and there were hidden mysteries in that Daniel then had to ask God, what were the interpretations of that? But I speak that because I want you to understand the context that God does speak to His people in dreams. And God oftentimes will speak to others that are unbelievers in dreams as well. Speaking of Nebuchadnezzar. So we're going to get into all those things, but I want to build a foundation for you here in understanding that God does speak to us in dreams. According to the Word of God, and we know that. So, dreamers of the Bible, we're going to continue on. So my question is, and a lot of times people ask these questions, why study dreams? Why should we know about dreams in the current day that we live in? How important is it? Well, number one, if we turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm going to have you all over the scriptures today, so it's going to give you plenty of time to practice here today. Tori says, I'm just going to watch the screen. All right? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or woman of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, or thoroughly equipped unto all good works. So we know that the scriptures are full of stories about individuals that have dreamed dreams. And therefore, we are going to study those dreams because it is profitable for us. God put them in the scriptures for us to look at and to read and to understand. So that's number one, because it is given by God and it is profitable for us to understand that and to know what God is saying. Next, Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Here the Apostle Paul talking to the Romans. He said, whatever things were written before now or up unto now, they were written for our learning. They were written for us so that we, through our patience, can have comfort through the Scriptures. So how many of you are ready to go on this? You're ready to study some of the things that the Bible has to say about dreams. Now, some people make this and they say, ooh, you know what? That's getting into some weird stuff, you know, about dreaming. But the scriptures are full of dreams. And God has given some of you dreams, and you may not have even recognized that God is speaking to you through some of those dreams. And so as we get into this series, God may begin to open up this and begin to show you some things. Now, some individuals begin to dream whenever they're young. Now, how many of you dream? Come on. How many of you have had at least one dream in your lifetime? You guys better raise your hand. You're humans here, okay? Okay? All of us dream. And it is important to remember that God does speak to us in that. But we must remember that not all dreams come from God, okay? Or not all dreams are hidden messages from God. there are those that have made an entire ministry out of, you know, God has given me the ministry of teaching you how to dream and teaching you how to interpret dreams and teaching you this. And, you know, there's individuals that think that every dream, and they teach that every dream is from God. Now, I remember there was an older gentleman that used to tell me, he said, I had a really weird dream. I must have had a bad pickle before I went to bed. Okay? Now, because dreams, not all dreams come from God. Some dreams are just dreams that have been put together from our mental capacities throughout the day or throughout the week. And then how many of you have had weird dreams where all of those things are put together? And then somebody may say, man, I wonder what God was trying to tell me through that dream. Well, we have to understand, first and foremost, that some of those dreams are just human things that are happening. But how do we know the difference in the dreams? We have to be careful not to think that all of these dreams are encrypted or encoded messages from God. So there's a couple scriptures that I do want to bring out. And this one is found back in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. For in the multitude of dreams and many words, the scriptures say, there are different kinds of vanities. But I want you to fear God. In other words, we cannot take all of our dreams and just try to put them into making them fit into something that God wants me to do. You understand what I'm saying? Because you can get too spiritual when it comes to dreams and say, well, you know, I had this dream that I was living in Jamaica and I was going to the people there, and I was doing this, and I was doing that. I wake up in the morning and say, God has spoken to me to go to Jamaica. False. Unless God begins to continually bring something to you, and that is confirmed by the mouth of two or three witnesses. So many times people get off in what they think, or they have a dream, and, oh, this is God that is telling me to do this. And then there are others that dream dreams, and they begin to proclaim these dreams to Christian people and begin to lead people astray. Jeremiah chapter 23. Now, you know that if we're going to go to the book of Jeremiah, this is serious business here. Jeremiah chapter 23, would you please jump over there together with me? Because I'm going to be reading several verses here from Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse 25. I have heard what the prophets have said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. So what do we know from this? Satan brings dreams. And his whole intention is to mislead the people of God. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor. As their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies. and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. That's Sister Rhonda's woe to these individuals that come to the people of God and say, I had a dream. Now, if you remember, it was last year God gave me a dream. And I spoke that dream to the congregation as to what was coming and what was going to befall America. And as we talked just a minute ago, that the floods of evil are rising. And that is what God showed me in the dream that I had. But the people of God were to stand up against that tide and to pray and to seek God. And we've been attempting to do that as a church. And I hope you have been attempting to do that on your own as well. But we must be very, very careful in knowing that the dreams come from God. So the question now comes, how do we know if the dream or vision is from God? If you have had a dream, how do you know that it's from God or a bad pickle? Or from eating lots of carbohydrates before you go to bed? How many of you know that happens as well? Sometimes you might eat before you go to bed and then your mind is racing. That's the carbohydrates. Our nurses could tell us about that probably. That are raging within us and causing our minds to do that. Number one, the very first thing that we must know if a dream is from God is we must line it up with the Word of God. So many, as we're doing in Jeremiah's day and are doing in today's world, folks. And again, this individual that called me said some of the things that are coming from the pulpits are outrageous and wild and nothing to do with the Word of God, but based on dreams and based on what I dreamed, and God wants us to go this direction, and God is changing His Word, and He is changing this, and He's changing that, and He wants us to follow along. How many of you know you get in serious trouble when that begins to happen? So number one, it must line up with the Word of God. Now, sometimes you may say, well, yeah, but there's some gray areas here. And, you know, does it line up with the Word of God? For an example, as I spoke to you, those tides were coming up. We know that Isaiah said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against him. Again, scriptural. Make sure that it is scriptural and it lines up with God's Word. Now, also, there may be some other things within the dream, but according to what we read in Acts chapter 20, verse 27, many of you hear me talk about this all the time, that we must consider what's called the whole counsel of God's Word. And this is what we find in Acts, therefore I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. That is one thing that is so very important and that I want to make sure that all of us always do. Line everything up with the whole counsel of God. It may be, you may just find you a verse that might fit for your particular thing, but line it up with the rest of the Word of God to make sure that it is the whole counsel of God. Amen. Because people can get off on some wild tangents. And we can dream dreams and we can just start putting together, oh, God wants me to do this. God wants me to do that. God wants me to go here. God wants me to go here. Listen, line it up with the counsel of God. There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. And you don't just go shooting off here and shooting off there. Line it up with the Word of God. Very important. Some of you are dreamers. Some of you believe that God has spoken to you in dreams. And I believe He has as well. But they must line up with the Word of God. I have had so many in my lifetime of ministry come to me and they bring dreams and they say, I dreamed this, I dreamed that, I dreamed this. And, you know, they're wanting me to give them, well, thus saith the Lord, and here's the interpretation of the dream. And then sometimes they, when I tell them, you know what? I don't get anything out of that. They're like, well, man, I thought God was speaking to me, you know? Line it up with God's Word. And we must know the Word of God in order to line it up with the Word of God. Shall we line up the Word of God? Amen?
Amen.
Shall we know the Word of God to line it up? Because God has issues with dreamers that are bringing dreams and leading His people away. So take the counsel there in that. That make sure it lines up. Okay? Second, how do we know that a dream comes from God? And you've heard me talk about this before. If a dream comes from God, it is remembered and does not vanish away. How many of you can remember all of your dreams you have ever dreamed? We might remember them in the morning when we wake up, and we might be able to say, man, I had a weird dream. Okay? And some of us talk in our sleep. Any sleep talkers in here? Yeah? Mm-hmm. I know I do. And sometimes Laura says, I don't know what you were saying. But we talk in our sleep. And then that afternoon or next day, can't remember it. Can't remember what it was that you dreamed. But the dreams that come from God, they are remembered. The visions that come from God, they are remembered and they do not vanish away. I want to look at a couple scriptures here just to show you that point. Genesis chapter 42 verse 9 is the first scripture that I want to take you to. Genesis chapter 42, verse 9. Speaking of Joseph, and we're going to be talking about him coming up, but, and Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them. This was way after he had dreamed the dreams. He was a young man when he dreamed the dreams. And now his brothers are come to Egypt, and he remembered the dreams. Why? Because the dreams came from God. When God brings a dream, He will implant that in your heart. He will implant it in your mind so that you know that you know that you know it came from God. Next one I want to look at, found in a tiny little book of Habakkuk. I like saying that name. Habakkuk. The prophet Habakkuk, when we look at what he has to say, chapter 2, verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. 2, look at, the Lord said, write the vision. He had the vision. He knew what the vision was, Dave. It was plain, and he wrote it. So we know it comes from God. If it is plain, we can remember it. And I know that God has given me dreams, and I remember those dreams till today. I remember that dream that I was telling you about, those floods coming up. I vividly remember it and what happened within the dream because God was speaking through that. I also remember a vision. Now, the difference between a dream and a vision, for some of you that do not understand, a dream takes place while you are sleeping. A vision is something that happens while you are awake, and the Lord actually shows you, you live, you see this vision, you are a part of the vision, you are not in a sleep. God would bring that, and you might see something while you are awake. But either way, God speaks in those things to man, and God will bring things to us, and we will know them. One last one that I want to bring to you. Daniel. Jump back a couple books to the book of Daniel. And again, we'll be speaking about Daniel in the weeks to come here. Daniel chapter 7, verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea, and the four great beasts came up from the sea, different from one another. Okay, you see what Daniel had? He had it in his mind, what he saw in the vision, and he wrote it down. So you will remember it. God will make sure that you remember the dream. Some of you may be thinking about some dreams that have recurred to you at one point or another. I know I've spoken to several of you over time. If there is a recurring dream, it is a very good possibility that the Lord is trying to speak to you throughout that dream. Because remember, God oftentimes will speak through dreams, and God will speak to us. They may have a hidden or a riddle somewhere in that that you may not quite understand. And I know that as some have spoken to me and they've given me the dream, God has blessed me with being able to interpret the dream and say, this is what God is saying through the dream. And oftentimes they say, wow, I never put that together. But God is speaking that to us. Now, know that it's from God, then proceed with it. Sometimes God gives us dreams that are for current times. They are for the day that we live in. And sometimes God gives us dreams for the future. For an example, as I just read, remember in Habakkuk, where he said, this is for a time that is to come in the future. Now, the time that Habakkuk was speaking about was the latter days that we live in today. He had no idea what was going to happen in his lifetime except for the vision that God gave him. And then God said, be assured it will happen. It will take place because it is my dream, it is my vision that I have given to you, and it will take place. How many of you know that the book of Revelation will take place? John, that was on that island of Patmos, God gave him vision and he wrote it down. He said, write the vision which you have given. Sometimes they're for the future. Daniel again, Daniel chapter 10, verse 14. Daniel records this. Now I'm come to make you understand, the angel said, that the vision of the dream that you had is for the people of the latter days, and it shall come to pass. It's for many days ahead. So sometimes God may give you a dream, and you may say, wow, you know, I've got to tell this, I've got, because it's something for right now. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You know, when I was very young and just came to the understanding to where God was calling me to ministry, the Lord did give me a dream. And in the dream, I could see myself preaching. But you know, that did not come to pass till many years later. So there are dreams. And again, God, don't put God in a box and say, well, my dream is just for now. Because it may be for a later situation. I have talked to some individuals that say, I can't quite understand what I dreamed. But it's a recurring dream. And God is speaking for what is to come in the dream. So now, questions come up and I'm trying to answer these questions. Do we need to ask God to give us spiritual dreams? Some people have asked that question and say, wow, okay, you're preaching about dreams. I guess I need to really seek God for God to give me dreams and God to give me visions to make me a very spiritual man or woman. The answer to that is no. You don't have to seek God and say, oh, God, please give me dreams. Please, God, give me dreams. Because oftentimes what that might bring about is the enemy saying, oh, he wants a dream. She wants a dream. I'll give them a dream. And let them act upon that dream and lead them astray. No, we do not have to beg God to give us dreams. And beg God to give us the visions. Because remember, God said in Joel chapter 2, I will pour out my spirits on all flesh. I will pour out on whom I want to pour out. And if God wants to pour out this dream to you or a vision to you, He will do it. He knows exactly how and who and where to pour out the dreams to. So don't get all spiritual on me here, okay? And say, man, I got a dream. I got a dream. I got a dream so I can be spiritual. No, some of us are never called to that. But some of us are. And God wants us to be well equipped in knowing how to handle the dream. God says, I will pour out my spirit. Now, today in wrapping this up, I'm not going to get into some of the different dreamers, but I wanted to set the stage for us to understand that God speaks to us in dreams. He still speaks to us in dreams today because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So don't get alarmed if after hearing a sermon like this, God begins to drop dreams into your heart or drop dreams or visions for that which is to come because God has purposes for it. He speaks to us, but we must remember to test these dreams. Test the dreams. And test the dreamers against God's word. I want to give just one final way that God feels about this back in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy 13, verse 1 through 3. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, whereof he spoke unto you, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proves you, to know whether you love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. How many will take that and take heed to what God is saying here? Because in today's world, we have so many that are on the radio. We have so many that are bringing false doctrines to us. through dreams. And why God is bringing this right now, I don't know, except for that we need to know this. And we need to understand this of what might come to us. Because what's really interesting here is that these dreamers dream something and they proclaim it and it comes to pass. So what we cannot use as a litmus test for the dream is whether it comes to pass. Because the enemy can make sure that takes place as well as it did here, gives a sign or wonder, and that thing actually comes to pass, the thing that he spoke of. We must line it up and test it with the Word of God. Only the Word of God. And God says, you shall not hearken unto those words if they do not line up with the Word of God. This is what the Lord is bringing us to, and we're going to study those dreams of these dreamers of the Bible. We're going to study things like Jacob and his dreams. We're going to study Joseph and his dreams. Interesting enough, I loved it because Joseph had all these dreams. And I loved it because God threw the devil off on that one, didn't he? I think the devil was thinking, you know what? Wow, Jesus is going to come through the line of Joseph. I better attack him and get rid of him. Boy, he sure messed up on that one, didn't he, huh? Jesus came through what tribe, folks? Judah! Father, thank you for your word. And thank you for the understanding of your word. And thank you, Lord, for bringing us teaching of your word that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for us to learn doctrine, to learn your word. And Father, let that word sink into our hearts. And that we'd become solid on our foundation of the rock of Christ. Thank you for that, Lord, today. We bless you, we honor you, and we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, God's people say, amen.
We thank you for listening to today's message and pray that the Holy Spirit touched your heart. If you would like to support this ministry, please send your donation to Living Water Church, 1000 Paul Valley Drive, Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330. Living Water Church is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your gifts are tax deductible.